I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Oh, we are back. It's a WIP afternoon show.
Unbelievable.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz at their rally in Royers Ford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey.
Let's go!
What's up, Ike?
Brother Spike?
With your people. With your people.
Listen, we're out here amongst the folks.
Yeah. There it is.
All right, Aaron from San Diego. We're not going to have that all show.
Yeah, enough.
Yes. Doing pretty good, brother. It is hump day, Wednesday.
Yep.
How do I phrase it? Is it Eagles opening season?
It's game day Eve.
Game day Eve. Oh, Christmas Eve, Ike.
I like it. I was trying to figure out a clever way to put that out there. Yes.
Oh, Christmas you nailed
Eve.
It.
Yeah. That was smooth. Jackie Baseball, thankfully for you. Hold on, Justin.
I know.
Yeah, slow down back there.
Yeah.
You didn't know we had to deal with this when you were out last week. Justin's become aggressive.
DeRozio?
Yeah.
Chesty DeRozio is a problem.
Yep.
There he is, Jackie Baseball. No action last night, but it's okay. I'm sure you're here to make us feel good. Holla at you, boy.
Listen, Phil's Brewers tonight. I'm sure people, this is the pregame show for Phil's Brewers?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Everyone's locked in.
Dog, I got highlights of QB1 on my TV screen right in front of me. Doesn't get much better than this.
Joe Giglio with us until 3 o'clock, starting off the show. Thank you, Joe.
For you got it.
Joe G.
It will be a big show today. You know, speaking of the Phillies, we will talk to Larry Anderson at 3, talk about the rest of the Brewer series. Brian Baldinger, Baldy, joins us once again. Baldy will join us at 4. And then in person at 5 o'clock, Terrell Owens, right here with us, with Hugh.
T-O-T-O-T-O-T-O-T-O. Expect to hear a lot of that today.
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah.
We'll hear quite a bit. And it will be interesting to see T.O. and Hugh on the same stage.
They better be well-behaved. That's all I'm saying.
And you're sitting in between them,
yeah,
correct?
That's why they better be well-behaved.
And don't worry, Ike. Spike and I are right next to you.
Yeah, in case you need us.
You know, I found out this morning that they haven't seen each other since the moment.
They haven't seen each other?
They haven't seen each other?
No. So Hugh has talked about him as if they kind of moved on. Like, this was years ago he told me this. But, like, in the same room.
They've not had a chance to face-to-face with each
other. Face-to-face since the moment.
Wow.
I know.
Wait.
I did not realize that.
I didn't either. That feels like a big deal.
I've seen T.O. a couple times since then. I didn't realize he and Hugh hadn't been in the same room.
Do you think we could get? You think we could get a hug
between those guys?
No, between me. Yeah, of course, between those guys. Yeah. What do you think? You think you get a? You know,
I'll start with
one
a
arm hug.
I'll start with a bro handshake, bro hug. Yeah,
okay,
that type of thing.
Bro, I feel counts. Like T.O.'s got to initiate it. I don't think he's initiating the hug.
No. Hugh is not Mr. Warm and Fuzzy, I don't think.
No?
No, I don't think so. So that is happening at 5 o'clock. Of course, if you can't get down here, you can hear it on the air. But we are at McGurk's in Royers Ford. And remember, this show.
Ford.
No, don't. This show says it the right way. We respect Royers Ford here.
I'm sick of it.
We respect it. So I actually heard Giglio and Elliot talking about this toward the end of the last hour.
I'll leave it to Elliot.
Well, I was...
Start an argument.
So one thing we've said a lot about... Start off the show talking about the offense a little bit, the Eagles' offense.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed like at the end of last year, we said, to a certain extent, me more than you, Ike, but we said, they can't keep doing it this way. They can't keep doing it this way. They're going to have to throw the ball. They can't keep doing it this way. They do it all the way up through the Super Bowl. They win the Super Bowl, essentially doing the same exact thing. You know, Jalen had a good game in the Super Bowl and in the championship game, but essentially doing the same exact thing. And we get to the end of it, and we're all sort of like, can't believe we got through all that. And then we spend the entire offseason saying, they can't do it that way anymore. And I sort of have arrived at not only can they do it, but that is the best path to them getting to the Super Bowl again, is doing the exact same thing on offense. Like, we keep saying they can't do it, they can't do it, they can't do it. I just don't know why they can't. It's not like other good offenses in the history of the NFL have done one thing, succeeded with it, and then the next year come and done a whole other thing, right? The 49ers, when they won Super Bowls, did the same thing year after year. The Cowboys, when they did the Super Bowls, did the same thing year after year. They weren't beating people by tricking them last year. Mm-hmm. But by midseason, everybody knew exactly what the Eagles were going to do. And the difference between the Eagles and the teams they were playing was not because they were out-scheming the other team. That sure as hell isn't the truth, because we knew exactly what they were going to do. The other teams knew what they were going to do. They had the better offensive line. They had a better running back. And to Elliott's credit, as he said this over and over, they didn't turn the ball over. So if you're going to tell me the Eagles can do one thing this year to try to win a Super Bowl again, either do something that they weren't particularly good at last year, and that is throw the ball more, or do the thing that they were really, really good at last year, is run the hell out of the ball and hope that Saquon doesn't get hurt. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing. I'm approaching this year figuring out, seeing exactly what worked last year, and trying to do it again. And if Saquon can't handle it, then physically,
what do you do?
Well, then you're out of luck. But I'll remind you.
Hold on. Yes. How are we out of luck when we got a top five quarterback, arguably the best receiving duo in football, a great offensive line, and a top five tight end? Like, why are we out of luck if Saquon is injured or he can't be as effective?
No. I'm not saying that they're out of luck in that they can't win. I'm just saying, but I'm not saying if Saquon isn't quite as effective, do something different. Like, they got to the Super Bowl in 2022 running the hell out of the ball. Now, it wasn't running the hell out of the ball at the extent it was last year, mm-hmm. but
they also had a much better passing game in 22.
Yeah, it was better. It was more. It wasn't.
Well, last year they were the 29th ranked passing.
Absolutely.
Offense.
What were they in 22?
I don't know, but he averaged mid-pack, like 240, 250 a game throwing the ball.
And that was 3 years ago. And,
yeah.
And every time they've tried to do that since then, it's been turnover city. So, I believe the Eagles should do the exact same thing they did last year. And they crossed their fingers last year with Saquon that he's not going to get hurt. I would cross your fingers again, and I think that's the best path for them.
Yeah, listen, I love you to death, but this ain't passing my smell test. And this is the way I look at this. If you're right. If they can use the same formula they used last year to win, and the league hasn't figured it out, and we can still run to be the number one rushing team in the league, of course, you just do that. But you're not giving enough credit to the league and how they – defensive coordinators are so much better than they were 25, 30 years ago when the league was built on offenses and there weren't much you can do, and quarterbacks were better back then. In this league, this year, you better update your resume and your play every year. I don't see – and this is why you don't have very many repeat teams. Because you can't just come back and do the same exact thing you did the year before. You know, when you look at Kansas City's championships and their Super Bowl runs, there were years where they were the best passing team in the league. Patrick Mahomes was throwing for 50 touchdowns and 4,000 yards. And then they had to do it with a defense and ball possession and 10 play drives, 15 play drives, where they dink and dunk down the field. They didn't continue to do the same thing they did to win years before because, A, they didn't have the same personnel, and, B, the league caught up to them. So here's what I'm saying. I'm perfectly fine with the Eagles when they face a team that says, you're not going to beat us with Saquon Barkley. I'm not going to bang my head against the wall trying to run the ball 30 times a game at 3 yards a clip, which is what it was in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let my quarterback open it up to my wide receivers, to A.J. Brown, to Devontae Smith, and that's the beauty of this offense. What they did in the championship game and what they did in the Super Bowl was not what it looked like all year long. They had to adjust, and we all know they scored the most points in those two games of any other team in NFL history because they were a dual threat. That meant they could beat you through the air or on the ground. You can't go back and repeat as a one-dimensional offense. You just can't. Well, this league is too difficult for you to go back and do the same thing you did last year. And the defense may not be as good as it was last year.
Well, so there's two things to that. The first thing you talked about, the Chiefs, you're right. But the difference between the Chiefs and the Eagles is the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes and the Eagles don't. So they have the
option.
We're
not far off.
Well, okay. And then the second thing is
I ain't stuttered, Joe. Why are you looking at me like that? We're not that far off.
Yeah, Joe.
We're five spots off, four spots off.
Okay, yeah. Five, seven, six.
But the other thing is that, and I think we forget this about the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl sometimes, is the amount of turnovers that we generated in those two games. Specifically, you're not going to score 50 points with Jalen Hurts throwing for 217 yards without generating five turnovers like they did against the Commanders and however many they did against the Chiefs. Like, that allowed us to do some of the things that we did that we didn't do the rest of the year. Those two games, while Jalen was different in those two games, I would say the biggest difference in those two games is the amount we got to the quarterback and the turnovers that we created, which didn't happen the rest of the year. Like, we didn't create turnovers at the clip we did against those two teams. So I think the best thing that they can do is do the same thing. And I think that the difference between the Chiefs, which you brought up, and the Eagles is that, and I mean this is no specific disrespect to Jalen.
Well, it totally is
that Patrick Mahomes is capable of throwing 50 touchdowns.
Not if he doesn't have weapons, he's not. That's clear. He's only done it once.
Right.
So if he could throw 50 every year, he would throw 50 touchdowns every year.
Right, but Jalen Hurts is never throwing for 50 touchdowns.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, but my only point is that Patrick Mahomes can't snap his fingers and throw 50 touchdowns.
I wasn't saying that, but I'm saying that he is skilled enough to lead a pass-first, pass-a-lot offense. And I wouldn't put that in Jalen's hands. I don't think it is the best.
That's why it comes back to, I know you're not trying to make this a Jalen thing, but ultimately that's what it is. That's why I said it doesn't pass the smell test. This is.
You make everything about Jalen?
Yeah, because it is. It is. And we, especially when you say, even if we're not effective, continue to do it. Because see, what I would say is, I got enough trust in my passing game and my quarterback. If that's what we have to resort to doing, I'm perfectly fine with it. I'm perfectly fine if we have to throw the ball.
215-592-9494. Offense, same as last year or no? Giglio?
Better.
Same as last year. I'm with you, Spike. I would want to see if someone can stop it before I change it. Like, why am I changing the formula that we know works until someone stops? I know the Chiefs did in one game, but the Chiefs have Steve Spagnuolo. And the Chiefs are the best team of this generation. The Eagles are getting now catching up.
We'll see them week two.
Yeah, we'll see them week two. But no one, Spike's right. Everyone knew they were going to run the football from October on. No one stopped it. Until someone stops it again and again, I'm going to keep doing it because it's their best way to win. So you guys brought up a lot of good examples of teams in NFL history, right, doing the same thing or not. I'll throw two at you, and one I think illustrates why we shouldn't change it. So the Broncos won with Terrell Davis being an all-time running back for a couple years.
Yes.
Then they won the next year, and they had the same offense. They didn't change it. They didn't say, well, we have John Elway and Ed McCaffrey and Rod Smith. We should throw it more this year. They said, no, we won.
Elway is old.
Elway was older, but they still
missed half of the season.
But they came back with the same idea. We have Terrell Davis.
They ran
the best
Terrell
back
Davis.
In the league.
I played that year. Yep. I played that team
and
that year. And Bubby Brister was the starting. My point is that they used that running formula because Elway was injured and out. They couldn't rely on Bubby Brister to go out there and throw the ball every week, so they gave the ball to Terrell Davis.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Now, in the playoffs, though, he was back, and they ran the hell out of the football.
Who was the Super Bowl MVP?
John Elway.
Okay.
Jalen was last year. Who was the best player?
No, I'm saying, what did they do when Atlanta took away the running game?
They were able to do it. It was bombs away
to Rod Smith and easy Ed McCaffrey.
Let me give you a more recent example of a team that went to John Elway. A team that went to back-to-back Super Bowls. And a quarterback, I think, is very similar to Jalen Hurts. Russell Wilson.
Yep.
There was a very specific formula they had to win with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
They ran the hell out of the football. They asked him to make some plays with his legs.
Yeah,
and his
but
arm.
They didn't have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
Let me finish.
Exactly, Ike.
That's the point.
Back to back.
A couple years after they started going, when they went to the two Super Bowls, right?
Yeah.
Then what was the whole thing? Let Russ cook.
And how'd that work out?
They never got back to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that wasn't how you win with Russell Wilson. You let him throw 25 times and you play defense. You let him throw 40? Yeah, oh, he threw for 3,500 yards. He's great. They never won big games again. There was a way to win Russell Wilson, And there's a way to win with Jalen Hurts. And we've seen it twice now. We get away from it. We're not going to the Super Bowl.
And here's what I'm telling you. I love Saquon enough that I don't mind if that's what they do. My point is that if that doesn't work, where's my confidence level at? That's what I'm saying. You guys seem like you're saying, don't divert from what you did last year to mess it up. Stick with what you did last year.
Hold on.
All I heard all offseason was we need a new offensive coordinator in here. A.J. Brown last year, you can't do what we did last year. We're going to have to do something different. I heard all of this all last season. Now I'm hearing just do what you did last year.
Because we got a game tomorrow, we got to win.
Yeah, because you're getting nervous now. See, there's a difference. You see that hand? It don't move. So when I show you confidence in my quarterback in March, April, and May, I still got the same confidence today because what has changed? Nothing has changed. I still got the best offensive personnel in football with the top wide receiver duo, arguably. And I got a top five quarterback that I don't mind putting the ball in his hands. And he ain't Russell Wilson. And this ain't the Legion of Boom defense. This ain't the Legion of Boom defense. So what happens when you don't have the Legion of Boom defense and the other team is scoring 28 points? What are you going to do, run Saquon to 30?
Well, you can't protect your defense by keeping them off the field. By running the football. If the defense is going to be slightly worse, I want them on the field less.
Yeah.
So run the football. Keeps them
off
the field.
You still need to score points.
Best player in the sport, the players told me, was Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Hand him the ball. Hand him the ball.
I got no problem with that. My thing is when that doesn't work, what do you do?
Then I'll throw if I have to.
Okay then. And you feel confident.
At times.
Oh, see, there we go.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
What?
It's hard to pin you down, Jaleo.
No, it's not. It's not hard to pin him
at
down.
Times.
Because here's the thing. Either you're going to show your hand or you're not. And when you don't show your hand, that means you're scared to show your hand.
I showed my hand.
No, you didn't show.
Well, run
you
the ball.
You did. You told me you're not feeling confident all the time in Jalen.
That's the truth.
I can appreciate the truth. Yeah. And I can deal with that. Spike, where you at?
I agree with Joe.
Okay. Yeah. Fritz, where you at?
They need to change the offense.
Oh,
AJ Brown. AJ Brown is not going to do. Is not going to handle another year.
Oh, I didn't even get to that part.
Thank you. It's the most important part. Most important point. I win the argument at 216. AJ Brown is not doing that again. He's not going to be a blocking receiver again and handle that well.
Yeah, do you believe that?
I don't care what AJ Brown.
You have to care.
Go read some more books.
Saquon needs to be a passenger this year, not the driver.
Slow down.
Are we going to go Super Bowl that way?
What?
215.
Jack during next week's show. Yeah.
Yeah, slow down.
Yeah, Jack's got a list of shows. He's just
Saquon,
ready to do.
And
by the way, Ike,
come on back. I know you're over there waiting.
Get in here, big dog.
If there's one guy that shouldn't pass your sniff test on any of this, it is this one right here.
Oh, believe me.
Yeah.
I know that, yes. That is for sure.
The biggest fraud up here.
Yes, that is for sure.
You're not going to hit Quintana tonight.
All right. There we go. All right. 215-592-9494. You think the Eagles should do the same thing they did offensively last year, or do they need to evolve and throw the ball more? We have Joe Giglio with us until 3 o'clock.
Trouble.
We are at, well, that's what he does. We are at Rally and Royers Ford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are the Rally and Royers Ford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Joe Giglio with us until 3. Elliot Shore Parks pops up, is now on the dais. When there's a mic, there is Elliot.
Well, you were talking Jalen, so I had to come up.
Yeah, there's a new defense defender for Jalen.
He's an easy guy to defend. He's Super Bowl MVP.
All right,
Can you shut up for a second?
Just for 1 second. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Super Bowl doesn't matter.
No, here we go.
Shut up. Turn his mic down, Frank. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marsh-jewelers.com.
It's a really poorly worded Twitter question. I'm letting you know early.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Do the Eagles need the offense to change this season, or if they come out running the ball as much, do you think they will be just as successful?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Would you delete that?
Yeah. Because the answers are easy. They need to change. They don't need to change.
Yeah.
68% say they don't need to change. There you go.
Yeah.
32% say they do need to change, though I don't think people totally understand the question that they were being asked.
Oops.
You're a wordsmith. This guy wrote a book.
I know. I gave it to Ray earlier. Yeah.
Wait
a minute.
Wait a minute. You gave him the book?
Uh-oh.
So he did help contribute to the 1964 chapter. Yep.
Oh, man.
No free books.
Unbelievable.
Listen, book, in looking back, you can. I'll send you guys each $33.
I don't want the $33.
I don't want the $33.
Sorry, we're past that already.
Yeah, the fact that you did it is all that I need to know. It's not about the $30.
So you made Ray work for his book? Like, he had to write a chapter?
He didn't write the chapter. I know that's happened in years past.
With some other books.
But
I wrote one of those chapters for one of those books.
Wait a minute. So did I.
Yeah. So all we interviewed him about 1964.
Okay.
It was not he wrote it. We still, it was our words.
All right. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, yo, let's get Corey. Some rules out there. You know, we got Joe Giglio on the desk.
What?
Joe Giglio, be respectful. I know y'all on that midday show, y'all be talking crazy on this show. When it comes to the quarterback, we got two guys to do that, and they get checked. I'm glad E came up here because y'all was trying to bully. Dak don't talk.
What, timeout.
You're
time
welcome,
out.
Corey. You're welcome.
Timeout. Are you on speakerphone?
I'm not on speakerphone. I'm not. That's y'all. Where y'all at?
No, you sound better.
I'm not on no speakerphone. I'm on the same phone I'm always on when I'm
talking
to you. These hard hitting stats. You know what I'm saying? Don't do me like that, Spike Epstein. All right? Listen, we need to do whatever
one full
it takes
name.
To win. You know what I'm saying? And if that's run the football,
of course, of course. No, that's a dumb answer. Of course they need to do whatever it takes to win. We are asking you. No, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Of course they need to do whatever it takes to win. You lunatic. The question is not should they do whatever it takes to win.
Should they win the game?
We would all agree that that is it. The question is, what is that? So if we can get past the whole chest beady, I'm an Eagles fan, congratulations, you're from Ohio, you're an Eagles fan.
Oh, wow.
But could you answer the question instead of being the biggest Eagles fan?
I don't got to do it. See, that's what he do. He want to get low, you know, run a Philadelphia podcast and root for the Knicks. But, you know, anyways, all I'm
saying is... He doesn't root for the Knicks anymore.
I remember the Knicks when I was 15.
If they got to put the ball in the quarterback's hands, do that. I'm not worried about that. We got two of the best receivers in the league, and if we got to win that way, we can't. I'm not nervous. I'm not coming in game acting scared like Joe Giglio. I'm not doing that. But they listen.
Hey,
the Cowboys, listen, on Thursday night tomorrow, the Cowboys, they going to want to prove that, oh, we got all these resources to stop the run. So they're going to sell out to stop it. And I got two dogs on the outside and a top 10 tight end that can do it with Michael Jordan, that quarterback, that can win us this football game. And if they want to, you know, play zone defense, cover two, cover three, whatever, I got a dog in the backfield, the best player in the NFL, that can run the football. That's what I'm saying. We got all kind of weapons. And I'm not worried how you got to win. If they got to throw the ball 30, 40 times, they could do it. You sit up here telling me, every time they tried to do
more that. More TJ, less MJ.
Can you sit over there in the corner and stop talking? You keep coming in here saying,
Quintana's going to be tough tonight.
The truth is, Corey, they had all those weapons last year. And they decided that that wasn't the best thing to do because they spent the first four games trying to throw the ball, and he turned the ball all over a bunch. And, Elliot and I have arrived at the same place under different pretenses.
Can I ask you a question?
Don't turn the ball over because he will turn the ball over. So instead of having him turn the ball over, run the ball.
Can I ask you a question?
Run the ball.
Ask you a question. So when you first started the show, right, you came in hard hell. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this, right? But then as the show went on, you loosened up more because you noticed, this is actually good for the show. Okay, the first four games, they did that. And then they kept running the ball. But when they had to throw the ball, did it work or did it not work?
Not every time did it work.
So when they had to throw the ball after the bye week, it did.
No, no, no. I don't understand what you're asking me.
I said after the first four games, when they changed the running the offense, running the ball.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
When they had to throw the ball after that, when it was games, the Pittsburgh game, whoever, they did not work.
It worked in three games.
It worked in three games.
I mean, we're just being honest about it. How did he pass?
Bengals Steelers Super Bowl.
Hold on,
Washington.
How good was
the Giants game? The Giants game.
Hold on a second. The Giants game. I think he had nine completions.
Saquon was running for the team record.
That was Saquon's game.
Well, hold up,
the one in New York. That was Saquon.
He had maybe the biggest play of the game right before
the bomb to AJ.
Yeah. So
a game with a quarterback has.
He don't start messing up the argument.
But this is what they do. They just take games away as if he wasn't good the
also,
majority
like,
of last year.
You want to bring up the Panthers game. They could have lost if Leggett catches the ball.
Agreed.
Like, it was something they do. Why can't he just throw the ball all the time?
I didn't tell you he was good in the Panthers game, but he was good in that Giants game.
He wasn't. He took a bunch of sacks in the first quarter.
Did he have the biggest play of the game?
But that doesn't mean he had a good game.
It does.
Rallying Royers first.
He was 10 of 14 throwing. I looked at the box for the other.
That's a high completion percentage.
Elliott, it's 14 attempts.
Okay, but how many times did he need to throw it?
14!
And they won by a lot, and he had the biggest throw of the game. So what's your issue?
Against the worst team in the division.
Like, you're bringing up he took a lot of sacks as if that's how the game's decided.
It is decided that way.
They won the game, so obviously not. But
I'm not taking issue with the way he played. I'm taking issue with we're using that game as when they had to throw the football they won. They allowed him to throw 14 times.
No. I did not say that's the prime example.
Corey,
you said he was good in four games last year, and I'm highlighting there were other games where he was good.
I think he was excellent in four games. He was good in some others. Excellent.
Right. Excellent in the Bengals game.
Yes.
Yes. In the Bengals.
Pittsburgh. Steelers game.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then NFC Championship game.
And Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl.
Four. They played 19 football games.
Hold on. It was a running football team last year. We know the passing game wasn't great. They were ranked 29th, so we know that. I'm just saying, I think where Elliott is going is that you can't judge everything by attempts and yards.
I agree.
Correct.
So sometimes you're judging it by did he make big throws in the game when it was called for him to make it, or did he turn the ball over when he didn't need to? So only giving him four games doesn't seem legit.
But all right, so I'm with you. I don't need the attempts. I thought he was – I made the case in 22 he should have won the MVP. If he didn't get hurt, he was going to win it. He didn't have many attempts in 22, but every week we watched him, he was excellent.
He wasn't
as excellent last year.
Do we agree that he would have been the MVP in 22 had he not missed the last two games?
Yes.
He would have won the MVP.
Yeah, and I think deservingly.
So one of the stats I'm looking at is 8 yards an attempt. I think that was his best passing year in 22. 22 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 246 yards a game, 8 yards per attempt. That's his highest of his career. He tied that last year.
He did.
8 yards per attempt last year.
Sure.
I'm just saying, when he threw the ball, he was effective, and he had his highest completion percentage at 68%.
And he also had the 32nd sack rate in the league.
And it was the 29th yards per game. Yeah. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, from Elliott's standpoint, he's looking at a game like New York and saying they didn't have to throw the ball as much in that game. And when he needed to throw the ball, he made the big throws in that game.
It
doesn't necessarily mean that he had a great passing day that day.
Sure.
I would agree with that.
Yes.
I would agree with that.
He played in 15 games last year in the regular season, not even including the playoffs.
Right.
He had a passer rating over 90 in 9 of them.
Over 90?
No,
that's the.
Okay, fine. Then do over 100.
No.
Then do
hold
over,
on. Well, no,
what's
Elliott.
What's
Elliott.
Passer
Elliott.
Rating? Do well, 100.
Elliott.
Do 100.
No, no. Shut up for a second.
Go ahead.
What is the average passer rating of NFL quarterbacks last year? My guess is it's somewhere between 86 and 90.
Okay, so
90 is not a high quarterback rating.
I think it might be in the low 90s.
Okay, fine. Then let's do 100.
You got quarterback rating and
let's
QBR.
Do
a, that's
let's
two
do
different a, things.
Yes, we're talking about rating here.
Right. Yeah, let's do 100 then. It was over 100 in 8 of them, right? So Jacksonville, he had 115 passes.
He was good in that game.
He was good in that game.
Yeah.
Dallas, they won 34-6. He had a pass rating over 100 in that game. I'm not sitting here and saying he was amazing throwing the ball last year, But I think you guys sometimes, or some people, go too far in saying he was only good in four games last year. Like,
no, that's not what he said.
Excellent.
He said excellent in four games.
Well, how many guys play excellent every week?
All right, so let me throw this at you, because we always do this with the other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Last year, passer rating of at least 100.
Okay.
That's excellent, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Burrow, 11 games.
Okay.
Lamar, 13. Okay. Allen, 10. Jalen, 8. He's okay. Not as excellent.
So
games of two or fewer.
Hold on, real quick.
You act like it's
that.
11-2.
Yeah. It's not. I don't think there's anything wrong with if those guys who were playing at an MVP level last year, which we all agree, Jalen wasn't at an MVP level, but the fact that he has 8 of those games.
It's good.
Where those guys, and by the way, Burrow with 11. That's great throwing the ball. His defense was terrible, and they didn't make the playoffs.
Well, let me throw one more
it
in.
It also doesn't take into account rushing, for what it's worth.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Games of 250 total yards. Is that a fair number when you include legs?
Sure. Yeah.
Jalen, 9.
Yep.
Burrow, 12.
Yeah.
Lamar, 13. Allen, 8.
Okay.
Okay, so he's third in that. Let me get – this is
how
the
many did Jalen have?
9.
And you just said Allen had 8.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't get what point.
So he had more than an MVP?
I have one more.
He had more than MVP?
Can I give you one more?
Yes, give me one more. That worked because in our favor.
Yeah, it's good to have you on our side.
Yeah, I don't like this, Joe.
Yeah. I got one more. Spike's going to like this one.
Thank you.
Games of two or fewer sacks taken, which he should have almost none.
But he extends plays with his legs.
By the way,
throw the ball 20 sacks.
No, throw the ball 20 times a game.
By
he
the
can't
way,
take 5 sacks.
I think Josh Allen got sacked like 9 times last year or something.
Yeah. Games of two or fewer sacks taken, which Jalen should have. I think he should have almost every game like this.
No.
He should have a lot of games like this.
Yeah.
He had only 7 games of two or fewer sacks taken.
Yeah.
Burrow had 6. Lamar had 15, and Allen had 16.
Okay.
Like,
I agree.
Correct.
He takes a lot of sacks.
Yeah, he does.
He does. Yeah, I agree with that.
All right.
That's a negative on it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't turn the ball over, so that's a positive.
Yes.
A bigger positive.
Yeah. Well, okay.
It is.
Hold on.
It is.
Let me talk about dogs and cats.
Go ahead,
then we'll get back to yelling at each other.
Canines and felines.
Yeah.
Felines.
Canines and felines.
Yeah,
canines.
That's what
and
I meant. Felines.
Yeah. Dogs and cats rule. By the way, speaking of Saquon, they have officially licensed Saquon jerseys for your dog at all 7 dogs and cats rule locations. Also, do they have QB1 jerseys for your dog?
Yeah.
They do. Schwarber jerseys, Turner jerseys.
I thought that was a trick question.
No, it's real. Harper jerseys, they do. They're waiting on the rivalry pack Harper jerseys for your dog. They're waiting on them.
Yeah.
We're waiting on the Attaboy, because Attaboy would work just fine. Dogs and cats rule. First of all, you pick that stuff up at any one of the 7 locations. And if you've been thinking, you've been feeding your dog or your cat the same thing for years, you don't even know if it's the right thing for them. Maybe it was the right thing for them when they're 4, and now your dog is 8. The staff at Dogs and Cats Rule is going to make sure that you walk out of there with the very best in pet nutrition for your specific dog. They're informed, they're patient, they're pleasant. Any one of the 7 locations, any staff that you're talking to are all going to be great. I keep saying 7 locations. Where are they? 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, and New Hope, and Bluebell. 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. By the way, Bluebell, Rod Lakin's favorite town. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. 215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas? Y'all got me?
What up, eh?
Yo. Okay, maybe a delay.
Mm-hmm. No.
Listen. Yeah, we got you.
Wait, you can hear me?
Yeah, no. We got you. Oh, we got you, eh?
Okay. Yeah, because I thought Spike said something. No, listen. We need to change it. Hey, I said this before, because this is OG Wade's straw man argument. It's a lot of miles. What James supposed to do? Listen, if y'all not old enough to remember, 1999 NFL was a lot different than 2025 NFL. And the St. Louis Rams, with 2 Hall of Famers, Torrey Holt should be in the Hall of Fame, they had a decent slot receiver, was able to throw the ball and run the ball effectively. You're allowed to do that. We are the only fan base that thinks we only can run the ball, and we can only run the ball effectively if Jalen Hurts is running the ball. We need to get out that mindset. We can do both. We honestly can do both.
Well, why couldn't they do both last year? Without belaboring the Elliott thing.
I was about to say, don't give in on this, Aaron.
No. Here's what I want to say. Obviously, Elliott, there was a an enormous slant towards running the ball last year. The Eagles more than any team in the NFL, especially on first and second down. It wasn't even close.
I agree.
So they obviously made the decision, whether he did it effectively when he had to or not, they obviously made the decision, we are going to run the ball not only more than we have, but more than any team in the NFL. So the question to you would be, and everybody keeps talking about their weapons this year. Okay, they had them last year. Why didn't they do it last year? Because I think we would all say that we would rather pass the ball effectively than not pass the ball effectively. It helps the offense. You score more points. You score quicker. You end up with – we completely forgot that they never scored in the first quarter last year. We had slow starts all year long. There were one-possession games in the second half and a lot of games. So why didn't we?
That's for me.
That to me Aaron?
It's to Aaron.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, Aaron.
Yeah.
Because I've been saying this. I've relented a little bit on the Jalen Hurts rhetoric from my side, but he has to improve throwing the football more consistently. I don't want to pick out one or two games a year. Can he do it over a consistent 17-game season, game in and game out? Yeah, he hasn't shown that. Like, everyone points to the 2022 season. It was all right. But how many touchdowns has he had? Less than 25?
No, it was okay. 22.
Like, come on. It was okay. And then Jackie hates
it. It was better than okay, man. Come on. He almost won MVP. He almost won MVP.
He was the driving force of the offense.
Yeah.
No, he was, but wasn't a great passing offense. Like, we were like, oh, yeah, no, it pops. Nah, not really. I don't think so.
Sometimes I think, before you go, Aaron, we forget, they got up big in games and started running the football. He threw them to 28-point leads sometimes, and then they just took the foot off the gas.
The Broncos got up in games, too, and they still slung the ball around. It's okay. Like, you're allowed to run up the score. Why you got to be nice to opponents? Like, you can run up the score. If we up 35-0,
it's about being smart, too.
Well, you're the only person who worries about injuries day in and day out. We can't. This is football.
I do. You're right.
It does.
I don't think Jake Elliott should kick in the preseason.
Yeah, like, you know, no.
I don't. It's absurd. He's a top 10 important player on the team, and he's out there in the preseason.
But they have to waste a roster spot on another kicker?
I think they should give exempt spots to an extra kicker and a punter.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Well, it was probably good for him to work through and kick a few 50-yarders in preseason.
Yeah, until he pulls a hamstring and they got some rando kicker on his street. They don't play Jalen in the fourth quarter.
Never mind.
You gotta just let it go, man.
You know what? Like, maybe he will this year, maybe he won't. I'm sort of at this point with it where if they do it and they do it successfully, great. But I will believe it when I see it. And when we can keep talking about 2022 over and over and over again. It was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't last year. It wasn't the year before. It was the year before that. Mm-hmm. And, Ike, you made the point earlier that defenses adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my argument would be that they've probably adjusted to him. They've probably figured out where his weak spots are. And they probably made it a lot harder on him to do what he did in 2022 in further years. Now, maybe he has – we've talked about it numerous times. Maybe the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl unlocked something in his brain that allowed him to maybe take more chances, maybe see things that he wasn't seeing before. Maybe Petullo is more – you know, we're not going to have a Week 5 bye week meeting with the offensive line this year because the bye is not until Week 9.
Yeah.
So maybe they let it – who knows? Maybe if last year, maybe if we don't have the bye week in Week 5, maybe Jalen figures it out by Week 7 and the offense is even better than it was. Who knows? Who knows what would happen? But I'm just sort of at the point where we can say he can do it from now until whenever, but I will believe it when I see it. And that isn't to say that I don't believe it. I just don't have any visual evidence over the last few years of him doing that consistently without turning the ball over in a way that helps him win the games. So I would imagine Kevin Petrullo wants to throw the ball more. Every offensive coordinator wants to throw the ball more. And I would imagine they will try it. And by the way, if they don't succeed at it tomorrow, I know they haven't had a lot of reps with the first team. Mm-hmm. That Dallas defense should have almost no pass rush. I know they just paid one of their cornerbacks, but they're not particularly strong in the defensive secondary either. They should light that team up tomorrow. They should score 37 points tomorrow.
I mean,
I don't know about that.
It's week one.
Well, it's week one for the Cowboys, too.
No,
it's week one for everybody.
I think it'll be a lower scoring game tomorrow.
Scored 34 against the Packers last year, did they not?
No, they did.
Score a lot tomorrow night? They have 10 of 11 starters back. They have the best running.
It's a familiar opponent.
That they blew out twice last year.
Without Dak
And the first game was close, for what it's worth.
Are we sure Dak Prescott's going to walk back on the field after not playing, after a bad injury, and just be the Dak he was 2 years ago? I'm not.
Well, no, I'm not sure. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I hope he's not.
Yeah. I think there's a chance we have seen the best of Dak.
He's had success against the Eagles.
Yep. And no, but what, I mean, why would we not score?
Like, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
The Cowboys could put a few points up with their receivers. I just feel like the Eagles should score a lot of points tomorrow night.
But here's the thing. They aren't going to score a lot of points unless Saquon is breaking all 60, 70-yard runs. If you're going to run the ball and you're going to have 10 play possessions,
right, longer,
you're not going to score as many points.
Let me ask you this. Let me say, start with you, Ike, then Elliott, then Giglio. What is more likely this year? The Eagles have the number one ranked offense or the Eagles have the number 10 ranked offense?
Oh, that's a good question. What's more likely this year? I would probably say it's more likely they would have. You meant overall offense. You're
overall
about points
offense.
Or?
Points per game.
I would
points
say per points. Game?
Yeah, let's say offensive points per
points
game.
Points per game.
They were 7 last year in offensive points per
and
game.
And that was, what, that 27 a game?
Just under 27. And number one was just under 33, I think.
I kind of could see them again around 27, 28 points a game.
So more likely be the 10th ranked offense.
Yeah, if that's where it finishes,
I mean, that would be closer to 10 than it would be 1. Elliot, what's more likely?
Because number 1 is probably 30 points a game, 30 or more.
They would have to be.
Yeah, I don't see us scoring 30 or more points a game.
Yeah, I would.
I'm just being honest.
I would agree. I think it's more likely they're number 10.
Number 10.
Yeah.
But 28 points a game is not bad.
But
right?
So okay. All right. So let us circle back. First, I
played here 7 years. I don't know if we ever averaged 28 points a game.
Let me ask you guys.
Those receivers.
All right. So off of that, Ike, I will start with you, then Elliot, then Giglio. I just asked you if it is more likely they have the number one ranked offense or the number 10 ranked offense.
Uh-huh.
We have conceded. They have the best wide receiver duo. They have the best offensive line. They have the best a top 5 tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it more likely they have the 10th ranked offense than number one?
Well, if you're going by scoring.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they don't have as many explosive plays. Like, Saquon was their most explosive player last year. They didn't have a lot of explosive plays through the air. They had some, but I would imagine Saquon probably had the most explosive plays
on the
team.
Yeah.
So, and I'm saying that to say, I'm giving defensive coordinators more credit than it seems like you guys are, that I don't believe Saquon's going to be able. If Saquon gets 1,400 to 1,500 yards this year, I think that's an outstanding season.
Well, sure, it's right around where his overall.
Yeah, if he gets 1,400, 1,500 yards rushing this year, I'm happy with that. But, dude, think about it. That's taking away 500 rushing yards.
And this isn't.
That's a lot of yards to take away.
This isn't to accuse you of questioning the quarterback. But if but if we have the best wide receivers, one of the best tight ends, the best offensive line, and the best running back, and you're saying, well, if the running back isn't quite as good, there's no way we can get to number one, then where is the weak link?
Well, it's not about it being a weak link. It's the way they play football. Everybody doesn't run the ball as much as the Eagles do. So if they're going to commit to the run to get Saquon the ball 25 times a game, you're just not going to have as many possessions unless Saquon – think about it.
Well,
the great year he had last year, they still only averaged 27 points a game.
But what I can tell you is the three of the teams that averaged 30 points a game last year, Detroit, Baltimore, Buffalo, mm-hmm. all ran the hell out of the ball.
They threw the ball a lot, too.
But I know, so they can do both.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I keep coming back to the quarterback. Is because if Derrick Henry can get almost 2,000 yards,
mm-hmm.
if Detroit can run the hell out of the ball with two backs, but run the hell out of the ball, score 30 plus points,
mm-hmm.
the Ravens can the Buffalo. Who the hell? I mean, who the hell are the weapons on that offense aside from
Josh Allen? I also
say
this about Detroit: they gave up a lot of points, so they were in a lot of shootouts.
For sure, that's true. Elliot?
So I would say two things. One, I do think they need to get better at consistent passing. So when you talk about compared to the other teams,
they got to be better. They were 29th last year. They got to be better this year.
That is one of their flaws, right?
Yeah.
For sure. I also think this year, I mean, they do. My biggest concern on offense is Kevin Petullo. Like a new offensive coordinator, they're coming off winning the Super Bowl. We've seen in the past when they go to the Super Bowl and then they hire from within, it doesn't work. I know you can say the 2017 team doesn't matter for this one, but I've seen it too many times. When they promote from within after the Super Bowl, the coordinator hire is not always the best one. So my biggest concern on offense is will they have a counterpunch? And that's why when you say are they closer to 1 or 10, I do predict like some offensive struggles this year because when you have a new coordinator that's unproven, I think that that is an issue.
So, Spike, if I'd have said they're going to be the same as they were last year, it's still closer to 10, but it's 7. And
yes.
7 was good enough for them to win.
Yeah, but I think we're all conceding that the defense won't be as good this year, or at least we're guessing that the defense won't be as good. Mm-hmm. So if we're saying that the offense is going to be the same and the defense will be worse, then...
You can score the same amount of points but score them differently.
Sure, but if they're scoring by passing, it would give them an opportunity to score more points, I think. You're scoring the ball quicker if you're scoring by pass.
All I'm saying is 28 points is 28 points.
For sure.
And if they do it by Jalen averaging 245 yards passing a game and they rush for 185 a game and it's still only good enough to be the seventh best offense in the league, I don't know how many teams have the balance that the Eagles have. There are a few, but there aren't many. You gave me Baltimore. You gave me Buffalo. Detroit is not very many teams that have the balance and the ability to beat you like the Eagles do.
I think whether it's tomorrow night or at some point soon, they're going to realize their best way of winning is to run the football.
But that's going to have to show itself.
But they're going to have to. I think they're also part of this, and why I think more likely to be 10th. They're going to want to keep this defense off the field. They have some holes there. So the best way to do that is to limit possessions. If you run the ball, you limit possessions. It becomes instead of 12, everyone has 9. You protect those guys.
But part of what makes your offense hard to stop is up-tempo. This isn't college where we're trying to shorten the game so we can win it 10-3 because we're playing Mighty Joe Young. This is the NFL. You got to score points. And you don't play keep away in the NFL because all you're doing is keeping yourself from winning. So if you're telling me we're somehow going to play ball control offense as opposed to taking shots down the field with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, then you deserve to lose games. You deserve to lose games. And if a team doesn't believe that you'll threaten them down the field, eventually that box is going to get tighter and it's going to be harder for Saquon to run. We're right. Saquon was the number one running back in the league last year. But there were a few games where he had a hard time running the football.
Browns.
Right? There were a few games where he had a hard time running the football. So if I'm a coordinator, I'm saying, I'm not letting Saquon Barkley beat me. If everybody around the league, all these damn general managers who vote on these players, and none of them think Jalen is a top tier or top three or whatever quarterback, then you go into a game saying, I'm going to dare Jalen Hurts to beat me throwing the ball.
Sure. Agreed. And he's going to have
to. He's got to do it.
Yeah. And for
he's
what
it, do it.
For what it's worth, he has one of the best records in the NFL when he throws it 35 or more times. Okay. So
talk to him.
Well, then why don't you
talk to him?
Right. Why don't they do it all the time?
Yeah. Here we are, right back at the start.
No, but I'm just saying.
Well, we got to break.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
I can't see the time.
Joe Giglio.
Yeah, we don't have a clock in front of us.
Thank you
for
sticking around. 215-592-9494. Joining us next, talk about the Phils.
Fightins!
Who continue with a big series this week against the Brewers, is Larry Anderson. We are at Rally and Royersford.
No.
At the Gurks. Presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.